Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you've joined me today. We're going to continue talking about Paul and all of the things that God did through Paul. So if you're ready to hear another exciting story about Paul, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. We read about the things that Paul did in the book of Acts in the Bible. And also we find out some of the things in the letters that Paul wrote to the churches after he visited them. One time when Paul and one of his helpers, Barnabas, were out on one of their missionary journeys, they came to a town called Lystra. Now, in this town, there was a man who never could walk, even from the time he was born. His legs never worked, and he couldn't walk. So Paul looked at him and said in a loud voice, "Stand up, on your feet." Well, you know what happened, of course. He was able to stand up. And the people were amazed. And they thought that Paul and Barnabas must not be humans. In fact, they thought they must be pretend gods like Zeus and Hermes. And they were starting to chase after them. And Paul said, wait, stop. We're people. We're humans, just like you. And God has chosen us to come talk to you because there's one real God. Our true God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and God has chosen us to talk to you. You know what? We're going to tell you all about Jesus. And Paul told them all about Jesus and was talking to them and trying to teach them about everything. Well, then some of the bad guys came from one of the other cities, the people who didn't like Jesus, and they tried to make Paul be quiet, and they threw stones at him until he was dead. And in fact, a lot of the people thought he was. And so he was thrown out of the city, but you know what? He wasn't dead. And the disciples gathered around him, and he got up and began preaching again and went on to the next place. That's right. Paul continued to work and tell other people about Jesus, just like we can do. You can invite your friends to go to church with you, and you can tell them that Jesus loves them so much, just like he loves you. Well, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.